time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Oh, yeah. Time to spill the tea. Let's get right to it. SNL over the weekend was awesome. Matthew Broderick made a little appearance. Love him. He's poking some fun with some Ferris Bueller-related jokes. Phoebe Waller-Bridge was the host talking about her show Fleabag, which I have to check out. And Taylor Swift killed it performing Lover. Here's a little bit.
We could leave the Christmas lights up till January. This is our place. We made. There's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. Have I known you 20 seconds, 20 years? Can I go where you go?
Man, does she sound great live or what? Tay Tay, great job, I say. Well, Alec Trebek is giving us an update on his health.
So we're back on the chemo, and we'll see if the numbers go down. And if they do, they can't do keep doing it forever, of course, so they'll have to find a new protocol or whatever to administer. And, you know, we'll play it by ear and just keep chunking along until we either win or lose.
Man, I just love him so much. Of course, thoughts and prayers going his way. What a brave, brave man. He has stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and he's going to keep treating it. But, hey, live your life every single day to the fullest. Just a reminder. This is awesome. Did anyone check out Joker over the weekend?
I didn't. Seemed like a lot of my friends did and said it was pretty good. But
did they
I have
like
not
it?
Seen it. Yeah.
Okay, so a movie house in San Fernando Valley was so lucky. Joaquin Phoenix himself greeted ticket holders after the credits rolled. And here's the crowd going crazy and him addressing people.
Hey,
this is
Offer.
Now what do we say?
Hey, knock, knock.
So he was just going back and forth with fans, and they were so excited. Why does that never happen to me? That happens all the time. Like the actors or actresses will appear at a film, like Brad Pitt comes out, or
I've been mistaken. Like, hey, are you Brad Pitt? I'm like, no, I'm just here to watch this movie.
Like, Mr. Pitt, thanks for coming out to your movie.
It's
love
Mr. Pesh.
Well, this is very interesting. Richard Gere versus Sylvester Stallone. What? They almost had a fist fight over none other than Princess Diana.
Whoops, sorry, wrong one. None of this stuff is working. Hold on a second, I got you.
You're going to fight or you plan on boring me to death?
That's what he was saying to Richard Gere, that's right. So they once fought over Princess Diana at a dinner party, get this, hosted by Elton John. So after Stallone's plans to hook up with the royal were derailed by Gere. So basically, Sly Stallone wanted to get with Princess Diana. He was blocked, if you know what I mean, by Richard Gere, and they almost came to blows. How interesting is that? Elton says that Stallone was super jealous of Richard Gere and that they almost threw down.
I'm just trying to picture like Elton John getting off the piano like, guys, stop fighting.
Right?
Trying to break that thing up. That'd be a hot mess.
Oh my gosh, that's really interesting. There is a memoir, Me, that is slated to come out here October 15th, which will be very interesting, which details the fight that they had to break up and like Queen Elizabeth was in the mix too. So there
awkward.
You go. That's going to be super juicy.
Mackenzie with the tea this morning on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Coming up, going to get you started off right. Monday motivation. This guy gave his girlfriend some pills and they made her feel better. Might be a little bit different than what we've had Porkchop talk about taking recently, but that's coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie.